Do British Asian girls find Asian men appalling?
They're too perverts to stare at you all the time, no matter what age they are.
Do our women not fancy us as the Tom Cruises and Mel Gibsons of the East?
They think they look cool, but they don't. Well, first of all, the Tashas.
Or are we really the knights in rustic armour, as we are being so labelled as? Well, the best way to find out is actually to get there and be friendly with a few of them. And try my luck. Who knows, I might just get lucky. But before I venture out, I'm really intrigued by the fact that they don't fancy us men. And yet, at the end of the day, most get married to us Asian guys. But what's there in us dashing and handsome men that makes our wonderful fairer sex find so unappealing in us? We are strong, a bit punchy.
A crap physique.
We are very good looking, but almost.
Just the way they dress, drain pipes and God knows.
But we are very educated. And finally, we are the complete men.
They just nasty.
I spoke to a, must I add, rather stiff Asian girl who felt very strongly about my category, if I can say that.
I think they're sleazy. I think their views on women are pathetic. I think they're backward thinking. Do you want me to carry on?
Yep.
Come on, let's hear the main thing. Tell me Asian men smell of curry. Come on, spill it out. Let me hear the stereotype.
Well, one thing, I don't mean to be rude, but Indian men really smell of curry.
We smell of curry. Never invented curry, they're the one who invented this whole concept of curry, so being a basically, don't you think so?
I don't think they smell of curry unless they don't shower.
Well, if Asian men smell so much of curry, then why marry curry?
I think it's out of respect for their parents and their families.
Well, I guess they have a choice of which Asian guy to marry, not whether to marry an Asian guy or not.
When they don't, they're like an outcast to that community and to their family.
You know, they've grown up, their parents have looked after them, their parents have paid for their education, they owe their lives to their parents, and if that is their wish...
I mean, I know some families are really strict about, you know, you have to marry an Asian guy, blah, 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 but it is the 21st century, you know, things are changing.
Boy, now that's serious stuff. Anyway, what about the physical attributes of it? What do British women think about Asian guys, and Asian guys about British women?
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me.
I guess I like the way they look. I like the way they think.
I think they try really hard. You know, they try really, really hard to like put on a good show for the girls. And it just ends up in a complete opposite way, really. It just ends up being cheap and sleazy.
Well, I feel they are a bit stubborn and they are confused.
They just don't know how to put their clothes together. When they do wear them, they're just like complete idiots.
Our frequency doesn't match. We've grown up in different circumstances, society, whatever, whatever, all that stuff, and it's just nothing to talk about.
I think Asian guys from India are more better than those guys.
Like, when you see their face, you're like, something gonna eat you up, you know, stuff, you know.
Some of them I would like to run away from. Not come across any actually good-looking Asian women here.
Probably worse than beasts.
Asian men have like an attitude problem. They always think that all the girls are after them, and they always think that they're like God gifts to women, basically.
Yeah, you get good-looking ones in every race. You get not so good-looking ones. It's all up to your personal taste, really.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much would you give a British Asian girl?
7 inches.
This seems to be a battle that'll never end. As for me, I'm alright with going out with anyone, whether Asian or British Asian. One thing though, I'll make sure that I don't smell of curry. Rajat Madhok signing off for Just News.